Half the community of Savunga flocked to the beach on Tuesday to help haul a 55-foot bowhead whale ashore. The meat is especially welcome in the village because of an economic crisis after a record low walrus harvest this fall. From KNOM in Nome, Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
George Newick, chairman of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, says the kill occurred 8 miles northeast of St. Lawrence Island. Over a dozen boats assisted the hunt. Newick says every helping hand left carrying a piece of the animal.
Whoever else was there was bringing something back, even children.
The whale comes at a time of need. In August, St. Lawrence Island declared an economic disaster. Thick sea ice had prevented hunters from reaching migrating walruses, and as a result, the island gathered only one-third of its average walrus harvest. Since walruses traditionally serve as the bulk of the island's subsistence intake, the low yield caused an economic and food deficit. This recent bowhead is Savunga's first whale since April, and the community is permitted one more strike this year, an annual quota set by the Alaska Whaling Commission. Newick says with winter approaching, residents are hoping sea ice will form and marine mammals will follow. But it is already December, and there is no sea ice in sight.
We're talking about thousands of marine mammals that come every year with the ice, including bowheads, walrus seals. So we're hoping that we'll be able to take a few once it comes with the ice. So that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're looking for and waiting for.
For now, there are portions of this whale to share. Residents are still carving and distributing meat from the head of the animal. Newick says this tradition of cooperation is the reason the island, even through times of austerity, has survived. Reporting from Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.